first pack of Shkolim, Mishnah Hey. Even though we said before we don't force women servants and minors to give the Matzah Shekel because they are potter and shakl mekavim yodam. If they do want to give Matzah Shekel, we accept it from them. But a goy or a kuti who are not shame if their mitzvahs properly gave a shekel, ein mekavim yodam, we do not accept it from them because we're concerned that they're not going to give it over to the tzibur properly, and we don't want any private money in the Matzah Shekel. It has to be all tzibur money because it's for korban tzibur. Ein mekavim liyodam, we also not accept from them kinizavim, kinizavim, kinizavim. This is talking about akusi, because a guy has no concept of tuma, and these korbanos are brought for certain types of tumas, bird offerings for certain types of tumas, the discharges from a male, a female, or a female that gave birth, and we do not accept from these kutim, because we're not interested in them becoming tohar. We want to keep them away from us. Chatois v'ashomas and chatos v'oshem, we do not take from a goy because a goy cannot give a chatos v'oshem. But nedarim v'nedavos, mekavim v'yodim, the v'oshem say that we do take nedarim v'nedavos both from goyim and kutim, and from kutim we also take chatos v'oshem. Since this mishnah holds, there's a discussion. This mishnah holds that they are technically Jews. We want them to have a kapara. Maybe they'll be choyz in the tshuvah. Something that is given as a gift offering, we accept from them. Something that is not given as a gift offering, we do not accept for the goyim. And from the kutum, we do not accept other than chatas vashem for a kapar. It's not for you and us to build the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beit HaMikdash should be supported by Jews, not by going.